Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What do you think the over-under is, Crowder, on number of wins, total wins for the Dolphins in the AFC East only? So BetOnline did division wins for every team in every division. What do you think the over-under is division wins for the Miami Dolphins?
1.5. They got to beat the Jets once.
It's 1.5. That's exactly what it is. The question is, the wager is, do you think the Dolphins can either beat the Jets twice or beat the Jets at least once and then also notch some sort of victory against New England or Buffalo?
This is a miserable conversation to have, but late in the year, they play the Bills and the Patriots, and I don't know who's last, but it might not mean anything. So the Dolphins get that late win over them when they're benching everybody.
Would you take that bet? Would you bet the Dolphins have more than 1.5 wins in the AFC East?
Yes. 2 wins in AFC East, yes. I think the Jets are going to not be good, and I think they can steal one from one of those 2 playoff teams.
Would you take that bet, Solana? Over under 1.5 wins for the Dolphins in the AFC East.
Oh, man, that's so tough.
It is.
So they have to beat
either the Jets twice or the Jets twice.
Yes, I will take it.
Really?
Because you know what, Crowder? If the Dolphins are really going to win 4 games this season the way we expect them to, 2 of them have to be division games. They have to be. They just have to be.
Let me just see.
In the NFL, in division games are just wacky. Things happen
well,
in divisional
games.
Well,
that's true. That's true.
So, more so than they do in games out of your division.
So there's 18 weeks in every season because you have the bye. So you have to add the bye onto the 17-game season. The last 2 games are Buffalo in Miami and at New England. There's a chance that neither of them games mean anything.
Right.
And now we're reaching for the stars, but yes, they can't get swept by the Patriots in Buffalo.
The only issue I have with that logic, because I remember, Crowder, when we were picking the 5 wins that the Dolphins were going to have, and you mentioned, hey, end of the season, Patriots perhaps may not be playing for anything. I agree with that, but somebody pointed out on Instagram, if the Dolphins have 3 wins or 4 wins in that last game, what the hell are they doing potentially winning that game and moving them out of the top spot, top 2 spot, top 3 spot?
Right. Why would Devon Achane be playing? Like, the only chance that you have to win these games that are meaningless for other teams is if you're trying to win them. But what are the Dolphins playing for, to Solana's point? if you've got three wins and you're kind of in line maybe for the first pick, why the hell are you risking Devon Achane anyway?
Nobody should be playing in that game. As much as I buy into the culture stuff and go win.
My voice is going to get deep for a reason. Pride and testosterone.
Yeah. But the guys who are out there playing for pride with their testosterone are not the guys who've been the ones all season long. You know what I mean? It's not like, Devon, do you want to play today? It's like, no, Devon, you're not playing the rest of the season.
They can't bench Malik. They can't bench Devon.
Sure they could.
In that situation.
If they've seen enough.
For setting a culture, Halfley and Sully trying to set a culture, and now we're going to show that we're going to bench our starters for the last three games of the season, I don't see that happening with what they're trying to do.
If they've seen enough from Malik Willis to say, hey, he's our guy, and we want to have him healthy for next season, everyone by game 14 is dinged up. There's enough nagging injuries to be able to legitimately put people on ice.
Not only that, but maybe I'm wrong about this. If the Dolphins have three wins or four wins at the end of the season going into week 17, don't we kind of know everything we need to know about Malik Willis at that point?
Yeah, but doesn't...
No. You're saying the only way that he's going to be the franchise quarterback is if he has a playoff season?
Franchise quarterback, yes. Yes. If not playoffs, but... I mean, if we have the number one overall pick next year, don't we kind of know everything we need to know about Malik Willis?
No.
I don't think so.
No, because then you're really judging him on wins and losses. That's not fair this season.
I think a franchise caliber quarterback, the one this organization desperately needs, is somebody who can elevate this team. I'm not saying they have to go win a playoff game this year.
But don't you think Cam Ward could be a franchise quarterback for Tennessee?
Yes.
You don't know after the end of last season because they had how many wins? Two? Three? I mean, you can't say, oh, he's not that. Like, you saw enough to go, he's going to be the franchise quarterback.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just for the Patrick Pauls, for the – I can't say this boy's name.
Nailed it again.
For the Caden Proctors, for the Caleb Douglases, for that, I'm sitting there and I'm seeing you – put the starting quarterback on ice because we're trying to get a draft pick. That's not – you talk about heat culture and all the culture thing. As a young player sitting there looking at that, you're like, oh, okay, this is strategic. This isn't trying to win every game. And I don't think Halfley's built like that. Honestly, I talked to him a couple weeks ago. I do not believe Halfley's built like
but
that.
But he's not stupid. Like, I get what you're saying.
Put your best out there and let's see who wins when the clock hits triple zeros.
You haven't seen a defensive player go to basketball. Testosterone driven. You haven't seen somebody make a business decision in the paint? Even though they're filled with testosterone and pride, you haven't seen someone make a business decision?
Yes, I don't want Ja Morant to dunk on my head and be on a trading card.
Jeff Halfley doesn't want to lose the services of Devon Achane next season. As much testosterone as I've got, I'm going to make a business decision.
The scary part of this conversation is if you look at the roster, the Jets have more talent than us.
I just feel
as if we can beat the Jets. Yeah. Is Malik Willis better than Geno Smith?
I think so. Ooh, I hope so.
Geno
Smith has had a better career than him. So Geno Smith is probably a better quarterback right now, but I'm hoping Malik Willis is better than him.
They have an all-pro receiver in Garrett Wilson as well.
Yeah.
If Malik Willis, at the end of this season, we don't feel like we can answer that question with just a quick yes, he's better than Geno Smith, then the Dolphins do not have their franchise quarterback.
Correct. That I would give you. Yeah, that I would give you.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.